USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Trump campaign's calling Fulton County DA Fani Willis a radical following the unsealing of a 97-page election interference indictment there in the state of Georgia. Trump faces charges of racketeering and conspiracy. There are 18 co-conspirators named in the indictment. One of them is former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. An attorney for Giuliani says he is not afraid to fight.
He knows what he's done. It's all by the book.
At the same time, former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is looking to move his case out of Georgia to federal court, reportedly so he can ask a judge to dismiss the case. The clerk for the Fulton County court system, meantime, is admitting to accidentally posting a sample document related to the indictment on its website hours before the actual paperwork was unsealed. The clerk's office said Tuesday it was a mistake that happened during a systems check. North Korea is confirming publicly for the first time that American soldier Travis King crossed into that country. State-run media in North Korea claimed that King expressed a willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or a third country. U.S. officials say the alleged comments could not be verified. President Biden's highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
While touring a manufacturing plant that specializes in electric power conversion, the president addressed his administration's accomplishment of bringing in $500 billion in domestic manufacturing investments.
Spending on construction of manufacturing plants that need to be built nearly doubled in the last 2 years.
As part of his ongoing tour aimed at highlighting the Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden's visit comes against the backdrop of polling data that reveals public skepticism regarding his economic management. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
California is spearheading an effort to introduce a U.S. constitutional amendment on gun safety.
State Senator Ayesha Wahab, who co-authored the legislation, says the Right to Safety resolution reaffirms the state's commitment to tackle gun violence.
This resolution calls for a limited constitutional convention on creating common sense gun regulations. 38 states must ratify the amendment.
It begins the process of updating the U.S. Constitution to enshrine four gun safety principles, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, mandating universal background checks, setting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning assault rifles for civilians, all while leaving the Second Amendment intact. Nika Magahis.
Water restrictions on the Colorado River will be eased up next year. Federal officials announced that Lake Mead will operate in a Tier 1 water shortage in 2024, which will affect water cuts in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. That's an improvement over this year's Tier 2 shortage after above-average snow levels last winter helped take pressure off. A group of adult entertainment websites is suing Texas over a new law that will require users to verify their age. The legal action is led by the Free Speech Coalition, who says the Texas government is picking winners and losers when it comes to what should be a constitutional right to free speech. Backers of the bill say this is merely an extension of the current law, which requires people to show an ID when they buy adult material at a store. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You